From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Today's topic, the simple whisker. But how simple is it? Puppies, kittens, rabbits, nearly all mammals use their adorable whiskered snouts to feel out their world. Most land critters whisk their whiskers, similar to how the blind use a cane to produce a mental map. Ocean dwellers tend to use them to detect movements in the water. The whisker itself, however, is not cute. It's basically a bristle of dead cells sprouting from a pocket of blood in the skin, like a bloody mole sporting a big black hair. Ew. As it bends, its bloodbath shifts like a squeezed balloon. Nerves get triggered, informing the brain, "Check this out, brainiac!" After tip-offs from dozens of touchy-feely informants, an image begins to crystallize. Joseph Solomon from Northwestern University in Illinois was able to translate the minute movements of a whisker plucked from a rat, ouch, into coordinates on a computer screen. He applied the technique to a matrix of flexible steel wires, each fitted with pressure sensors at the base. As he swept the robo whiskers across a wooden sculpture of a head, voila, every nook and cranny, from eyelids to nostrils, appeared on the monitor. The technology may eventually help robots, underwater or on land, get around more efficiently. As for those cute wet noses, well, at least there's one place where Mother Nature still owns the patent.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.